Let me pray. Let me pray for Luke, and then Luke will dive into our lesson, all right? God, thank you for this night. Thank you just for all the laughter and for the winning team that got to win today. God, thank you for your goodness, for your love for us. And would you just speak to us tonight through Luke and through your word, just thinking about heaven, but also your purpose that you have for us in this life as we live on this side of heaven. We get to live lives that are for you, loving you and loving others. Would you really speak to us tonight as we just listen to your word and to Luke? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
The Holy Bible speaks to you.
That's good. So the lesson that I'm doing today is the final part to the lessons that we've been doing. And that's what this life is and what the next is. And what do you guys think heaven's going to be like?
Amazing.
Amazing? What else?
Tax-free.
What else?
In Ice Age, there's like the squirrel. He goes to heaven, and there's a bunch of acorns.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you, Silas.
Yeah.
EJ? And it's kind of like everyone's peaceful, and they all have like a home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happiness.
Happy.
Anything else?
You don't have to be happy.
You don't have to pay for anything again. Yes. Yes. In a movie that I've watched pretty recently, it's... honestly, I forget the name of the movie. Heaven is for Real. That's right. It was a movie about this little kid who had surgery on his ruptured appendix. That Gio also had the same thing. And it's something bad that happened. Yeah. But he basically had the surgery go like completely wrong, and it was not looking good for him at all. And in the movie, it says that he like met Jesus. He went unconscious and went to heaven and then met Jesus.
So he died?
Yeah, he died. In the movie, it shows that he died. And in the movie, he went to heaven, and then at first he was in this room that was empty, and it was just him alone with Jesus. And then Jesus eventually was talking to him like, what do you think is going to be here too? And then he was like, oh, is this rock song going to be on all the time? It's his favorite song. And then Jesus was like, I don't think so, but there's someone who I want you to meet. And I don't know if this is true or not, but he met his sister that he never got to meet because his mom couldn't deliver the baby, and then
miscarriage.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's gonna be what heaven is like, but that's what I hope heaven is like. In Luke 17, 20 to 21, you guys can turn there.
Luke
17, 20 to 21.
Is it
in the old or
the new? The new. Luke 17, 20 to 21. Does someone want to read that once you guys have it?
5:11 if you have the thin Bible. If you have the skinny Bible, 5:11.
You can read it.
17?
Yeah, 17, 20 to 21.
Wait, what? 5:11
in this one.
Wait, what?
Okay. So 17 or 21?
Luke chapter 17. Verses 20 to 21. Okay, Gabby, do you want to read it?
Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them, "The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed. Nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There,' for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you."
Okay, so in Luke 17, 20 to 21, it tells us that the kingdom of God is already amongst Christians. Like, if you believe in God, we don't have to wait for heaven. We can live our lives as if we're already in heaven. And we don't have to live our lives based on our good works to, like, achieve this reward of heaven. We can live for God, who is capable of actually bringing us to heaven and loving us. And if you flip to Matthew chapter 22, 36 to 40. Backwards a little bit. Sorry, guys. Making you guys flip a lot. Matthew 22, 36 to 40. Matthew chapter 22. You have it? Do you want to read it?
Until where?
36 to 40.
36 to 40? Okay. 36 to 40? Okay. Where's the 40? Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself."
Good. Nice job. So This Jesus tells us that love is the most important thing in following him. And sometimes it's hard to love. Like I asked Eli if I can use this example. Like, at home, normally on Saturdays, I love to watch college football. My dad knows that a lot too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes Eli wants to play Fortnite, and I'm not a very big Fortnite person anymore. I used to play with Gio, but Gio doesn't want to play with me anymore. But I always want the TV on Saturdays, and Eli just wants to play Fortnite all day. And, well, not all day, but it's a lot of the time. But he wants it, and I want the TV, and it's just this big argument sometimes that we have over this TV, and there's really no need for that argument, that I think, but it really makes me struggle with loving my brother sometimes, because I want this TV, but I just can't have it because Eli was playing Fortnite with EJ maybe. But another example that I have is with my relationship with God too. In my sophomore year, in around March, it was the beginning of March, I was walking into English class, and my friend wasn't there, and I was like wondering like where he was, and everyone else was like wondering where he was too, but we all texted him, got nothing. And like later that day, no one really thought of anything about it. And then when I get home around like 5 or 6 or so, I check my phone and everyone's like stories, like on like Snapchat or Instagram or something. We're all like RIP AV, RIP AV, or, oh, I'm gonna miss you, buddy, or something like that. And then at first I thought it was like a joke. Like, I thought like AV was like just pulling like a prank or something, like he always would. But it was true. Like, he wasn't like with us anymore. And that like really took a toll on me, because I didn't know like what to do. Like, my friends were crushed, I was crushed. I didn't really know what to think like about God in the next like couple weeks. I remember coming to youth group the next day, and me and Logan, like prior to coming to youth group, we hung out, and we didn't mention AV once. And we didn't want to mention him once, because we were just so like down about him. And we didn't really know what, or I didn't know what English class was going to be the next day, or what my life really without him would be like. But I was just so upset with God for taking AV. And I still like am a little bit like why did God take him when he was such like a great kid? Like, I still struggle with that question. But in the next like couple of weeks, I think it was Silas that told me this. He like recognized that a little like something was like off with me, I think. And he like was wondering like why. And I tried to hide it a lot, because I didn't really like talking about AV, but he like told me that everything was okay, and that he didn't really like focus on talking about him all the time, but he mentioned like, he just asked who AV was, and he was just there for me, and that's really what I needed at that time. And I really felt like loved by Silas. And also, going back to youth group the next day, Logan and I, during the lesson, we didn't have a lesson. It was like the first time really that we just didn't even have a lesson. We just prayed the whole entire time. And I think that was the first, maybe second time that I cried during youth group. The first was because I was very angry at a game. But the second was because I didn't know why God did this. And I just remember that every single leader came up to me and Logan and just gave us a hug. And they didn't even like talk to us all like that much. They just were there for us. And that really showed me how loving of people they were. And it showed me in the next like couple of weeks how great people they are, and how amazing like this youth group was for me, because they were there for me in spite of me just broken. And I thought that was really amazing. And this brings me kind of to my next topic. It says, loving helps us not just obey him and follow these rules. It actually like creates a relationship and grows us as people. And I was thinking about AV like these past couple weeks. I don't even know why. And just like thinking back to this, that like sometimes you don't even have the words to like to describe it, but you just feel changed by how much people around you really just like love you. Like, you can't put it into words all the time, and that's why I'm like a little bit struggling right now. But I was always like in the church for my whole life, and I like just took everything as a routine, and I didn't really think that, or I knew that God like loved me, but I didn't really know what that meant until the AV situation happened in my life. And then everyone really like came around for me, and came around for him too, because AV didn't really want like attention all the time. Like he kind of like kept it to himself, but, or like didn't want people going and talking like about him. But like this whole situation like changed everyone's perspective about like our school and about what we thought about each other. And it really gave us like this fellowship that we all were like together. And I thought that was really cool. And some ways that we can like grow for God, or some ways that I love God now, in spite of that, like I listen more to God instead of just taking everything as a routine. Like I thought, I don't really like books all that much, to be honest. Like I despise them, but I open my Bible and took it as a chore, like I always do. And I read, I don't know, some verse about how Jesus loves, and it completely like changed me, and it makes me want to actually like read my Bible and read like what does God have for me. And that really has me thinking about how much purpose I have like for him and to live and to just like be around like other people and love them too. And in Matthew 28:19, it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." And that's kind of what I talked about with like sharing God. The Bible tells us to go out and make disciples of all nations, which means just telling people about who God is and what God did for you and how God loves you. And Jesus said this right after he rose from the dead too, which is the most loving thing that anyone could ever do for you or for me too. And yeah.
Good job.
Okay, let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for all these people that you brought here tonight, because you love them, and I love them, and I just thank you so much for the people that you made them. And I pray that you will continue to bless me and to bless them together tonight and through the next coming weeks, months, years, and love you, God. Amen.